From the Winona Daily News, I'm Tobias Mann, and welcome to Inside Winona. Today I'm joined by Mark Peterson. You might know him as Winona's mayor, but Mark is more than a civic leader. For the last 36 years, he's been the driving force behind the Winona County Historical Society. And this week on Inside Winona, I had the opportunity to ask him about what it means to be a true Renaissance man. So Mark, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
I'm glad to hear that.
Glad to be asked to do this.
You survived the storm yesterday, I hope.
I did. I decided to let nature shovel my sidewalk for me. I'm hoping that was the right decision.
All right. So just to jump in here, let's start with a kind of a fun idea. If you could relive your life in Winona during any other era, what, or should I say, when would it be and why?
You know, I would probably get in my time machine and go back to about 1890 in Winona. Mm-hmm. That's when the Winona County Courthouse was built. That's when the old post office was built. There was so much construction going on in Winona and beautiful architecture. And the town was booming. The lumber mills were going. The railroads were, you know, all interconnecting here in Winona. There's just a lot going on and some, you know, beautiful homes being built. I think that, you know, I'm not going to say that was Winona's golden age, because I think right now Winona's, you know, doing really well, but it certainly was a period in Winona's history, I think, that was probably some of the best times that we've had here in terms of just how fast the town was growing and how many beautiful buildings were being built and just all the hubbub of Winona as being really a true gate city, which was one of the nicknames it earned back at that time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Winona has this rich and sometimes bizarre history to it. In fact, we run a snapshot of that every week on Thursdays, Throwback Thursday, or right. Pieces of the Past.
You know, those headlines catch me. I think, wow, what happened? You know, and then, oh, wait a minute, that's Throwback Thursday day.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
That's not yesterday's news.
And sometimes they're really, really bizarre police chases with cars full of beer cans and all kinds of things like that. What is your favorite dinner party story to tell?
Well, it's really difficult, you know, when you've been kind of working in the trenches of local history for 36 years like I have, and Winona has such an amazing history compared to so many other cities because of our location here on the river and just our early settlement and all of that. But, you know, I think one of the stories that I've always enjoyed knowing about was when the famous abolitionist Frederick Douglass came to Winona. It was right after the Civil War in 1867, and he was invited here by the Winona Library Association. And when he showed up in town, we had one really good hotel, and that was the Huff House, and it's where the Kensington is today. And they refused to let him stay there. And, you know, it was just, and there were people in Winona that were outraged at that. And they invited him to stay in their homes, and he ended up staying in the home of a man by the name of William S. Drew. And it just, it says to me that, you know, that Winona, it says something really good about Winona, I think, that there were all these people that were, you know, upset by that and willing to take this person into their home. He ended up giving a two-hour talk at the Philharmonic Hall, and it was just, apparently the whole audience was just spellbound, and you know, they're just so quiet just because everybody wanted to hear what he had to say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Winona's had a lot of interesting people pass through at one time or another, whether it was President Grant or William Howard Taft giving a famous speech that changed the course of American history at the old Winona Opera House, or Teddy Roosevelt giving a speech on the back end of a rail car. But that episode with Frederick Douglass, I think, is one that I enjoy maybe telling or just having known about.
Mm-hmm. So with every development, we see the way we preserve the past change. You know, things like the printing press, photography, film. It really gave us new tools for preserving the past. What does the future of preservation look like in your opinion, and what excites you most about it?
Well, when you ask me about preservation, I think of the preservation of old buildings, and I'm not sure that's exactly what you're asking here. I wish I had a crystal ball. I'd know in my lifetime how much things have changed, especially even just in the lifetime of my children. My father, who was born in 1908, you know, always talked about, you know, when he was born, you know, doctors were going making house calls, and people were driving horses and buggies, and in his lifetime, man landed on the moon, and how there'd never be that much rapid change in one person's life. And I think we're seeing that now. I mean, there's just so much going on, and you know, it seems like just a few years ago, somebody was telling me for the first time what the internet is, and you know, or how to use a personal computer. So I guess, you know, the preservation, what's the future of preservation look like? I don't know. I think the future of preservation of historic buildings, if we want to talk about that for just a moment, I think has changed a lot.
Oh yeah, we've seen a lot of that in Winona.
We've seen a lot of it in Winona nationally. We saw, you know, a period back in the late 50s, early 60s, when urban renewal was kind of the norm of all these old cities are blighted, let's tear everything down, build something new. That was the answer. And we know now that was not the answer. And at least I think most people agree that is the case. But I think that here in Winona, in terms of the future of preservation, especially of old buildings, I think that what we're seeing is in the years that I've been here, I think we're seeing a much better appreciation of what the old buildings, how important they are, and the stories they tell, and how they fit into our downtown, and the importance of preserving them. Knowing full well that we can't preserve everything, but preserving what we can is important, and sharing and the revitalization of the downtown with the old and the new, and I think that is really part of the key to downtown revitalization. And mm-hmm. We're seeing that happen now, and I hope it continues.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see what happens to the old Masonic Theater as that project moves forward, and I'm excited about kind of some of the point work and the masonry work that is coming up pretty soon here.
Absolutely. I mean, look at the mason jar. When I came to town here, that people were, you know, if you had an empty building, the only answer was a parking lot. 3 years ago, or 3.5 years ago, the mason jar building burned. It was a shell of a building. I mean, there's no way 30 years ago that building would have stayed up for 3 years while there was a hope for preserving it. It happened. You know, I probably had more people contact me or yell at me across the street about the building because it had those outside supports on it and looked horrible. As soon as those came down, nobody's yelled at me since. But
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, in the end, it took a long time, but it's going to be worth it. It'll be a beautiful addition, especially in a really intact part of our downtown mm-hmm. commercial area.
So you have been with the Winona County Historical Society for the last 36 years or so. You know, during your tenure, what would you say is your proudest moment, or maybe your most memorable moment?
Well, it would be hard not to pick the ribbon cutting of the new addition, I think. I mean, that was such a big undertaking for a small organization with a small group of people, going out and raising $4.5 million, and in some pretty tough times too. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we started, it was before the recession, but we were only halfway through it when September 2008 happened, and we had a lot of deadlines, but we persevered and raised the money, planned a building, built a building, and cutting the ribbon on that in July of 2010 was definitely a proud moment.
And for those people who maybe weren't here when all of that was happening, could you elaborate a little bit more about what you're talking about?
Well, we wanted to expand our building, and the Laird Norton Lumber Company had just sold United Building Centers, which was their last connection in Winona. After 150 years, the The family sold a company called the Lanoga Corporation. And the Lanoga Corporation was the parent company of both several building supply companies, including UBC. And when they did that, that ended their connection with our community. And one of their family members was on our board, Lori Lucas. And Lori and I both agreed that there should be some kind of a legacy left here. The public library has William Harris Laird's name on it. We have a Laird Street, and that's about it. And so we thought maybe there should be something, and we put together a proposal to the Laird Norton Company. They had given us the old armory that we are in, and we thought it was about a $3 million project. We asked them for $1.5 million. They gave it to us. But we didn't own the land that we needed to build on. That was owned by Winona County. That was used for as an employee parking lot. Well, the city quickly stepped in and said they'd replace that parking across the street. And we thought, well, maybe naively, we are the County Historical Society, and we can work something out here. Well, there was some strong opposition to that by some county staff and at least one county commissioner. And ultimately, we had 2 years to raise $1.5 million, and over 13 months of that was eaten up by just trying to get the land to build on it. So we went through all of that, and then the whole planning and fundraising began, and it was just a big effort, and we had a lot of really good volunteers that pitched in and helped raise the money. We had over 1,100 individual gifts. From just a few dollars to the Laird Norton's $1.5 million gift. So we were fortunate being able to accomplish that, I think.
And is it going to be hard for you to walk away from this? Late last year, you announced that you were going to be retiring.
Well, it is not going to be easy. I gave them a 6-month notice back in November, and I still look forward to going to work every day. You know, I'm anxious to get there. I can't wait. And I love my job. I think it's a great organization. It's a big step, though, to step back from that. And it's not like I'm completely retired. I still have another job.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
That other job will keep me involved and in the community. And, I look forward to just doing that. I've been doing both the job as the Historical Society Director and the Mayor for the past almost 6.5 years. And I look forward to being just a little less busy. And so,
sure.
That'll be good.
Any plans for your retirement?
Oh, I have lots of plans.
When you're not
my wife has
the
a
city.
Lot of plans for me too. But just keeping busy with the Mayor's job is important. We look forward to doing quite a bit of traveling. Catching up on all those things I haven't been able to do in the last 6 years as mayor and historical society director. I got a lot of projects, and I've got two wonderful little granddaughters, 4 and 6, and I look forward to spending a lot more time with them.
Well, that sounds like a great plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for coming in, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tobias.
We'll have to have you come back a few more times. Hopefully we can work some more historical stories in.
Okay,
this,
well, I'll try to come back armed with some dinner party stories for you.
Inside Winona is a product of the Winona Daily News and the River Valley Media Group. We want to bring you great content like this every week, but we need your help. You can support Inside Winona by subscribing on your favorite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and we're adding more every week. Second, be sure to leave us a review, rate us, and let us know what you like and what we could be doing better. We're constantly looking for ways to bring you better experiences and news. Finally, please consider sharing this podcast with a loved one. The more people who know about us, the more content like this we can make.